I mean, I was thinking pregnancy, but she hasn't had her period yet. So, UA, I don't know.
So, this is beta HCG.
It is.
Yeah. So, the point here is that you can get pregnant before you've had your first period. And this is something you have to be mindful of in peds. That's it. So it sounds like if they said 23-year-old, I mean, it would just sound like normal pregnancy, right? Just that's it. You can get pregnant before your first period. That's it. You can go to the next one. You're choosing distractors. So this is a really important presentation here. It contrasts with PCOS. Do you see how the periods are gradually getting longer? Like it says 30 to 40 day intervals for periods, and for the past 2 months they've lasted longer with heavier flow. Mm-hmm. But she hasn't missed her periods, so they like this for hypothyroidism.
Yeah.
And especially in somebody who has low pulse, fatigue, this is classic. They can by all means give you stuff like high cholesterol, proximal muscle weakness, increased CK, it's creatine
for
hypothyroid. So those are two CK level findings. High cholesterol.
Can you say CK, high cholesterol?
Increased CK and proximal muscle weakness. That's hypothyroidmyopathy. Increased cholesterol. You can get transaminitis. So that's on some of the forms where you'll see increased hepatic AST. And you're like, what the fuck? Why is AST up? Yep. You can get abnormal transaminases in thyroid dysfunction. And just low mood. So she probably has Hashimoto if she just has idiopathic hypothyroidism, 14-year-old. Western countries, I mean, Hashimoto, worldwide iodine deficiency. Dihydroepiandrosterone sulfate, that's going to be the answer if they're talking about congenital adrenal hyperplasia, let's say, 21 or 11 hydroxylase deficiency, and you had increased androgens. You'd have increased DHEAS. That's when that could be an answer.
So increased androgens?
Yeah, DHEAS is an androgen produced by the adrenal gland. But on pediatric forms, they also want you to be able to identify PCOS and diabetes type 2 from hypothyroidism. So on one of the newer pediatric forms, they give you a 17-year-old who has an ovulation. And she's been drinking more and peeing more. And the answer was type 2 diabetes, even at 17. So that's a new trend in pediatrics. You can get diabetes in children, like type 2 diabetes, not even type 1. And then PCOS is going to be miss your periods altogether in someone who's overweight, who has hirsutism. So a lot to talk about regarding all that stuff, but we'll move you forward. You can go to actually in cortisol Cushing's here. If they want Cushing's, they will tell you that the periods are getting longer as well. But they'll throw in other details like purple striae, collagen disruption from the high cortisol. They'll throw in a detail like that.